Mayor Bill de Blasio and his staff went to PS 130 in Manhattan, a school which wants to expand to full-day pre-K. De Blasio said the number of four-year-olds in pre-K would jump from 20,000 to 53,600 by September. The following year, more than 73,000 youth would be enrolled in full-day pre-K. New Schools Chancellor Carmen Farina says this is a big win for children and parents.
To me, it's very exciting to know that we're going to have the possibility of giving many of our students an extra year of school. And it's not an extra year of just play, although that's an integral part of pre-K. It's an extra year of vocabulary enrichment. It's an extra year of social and emotional growth. It's an extra year of being able to meet with parents, because we know that the younger the student, the more the parent involvement is in each of our schools. So we know we can get them in the door, and hopefully we're going to get them so hooked that they're going to stay involved for the rest of the child's school career. These children, many of which are coming to school not speaking English, are going to have an opportunity to get that English in a setting that's going to be enriching and enhancing all the cultural values that they also bring to school.
The mayor and the governor differ on how the city would get funding for full-day pre-K, but de Blasio said areas where the two differ pale in comparison to the many areas where they agree.
You saw it on the Medicaid waiver. You saw it on the announcement related to Long Island College Hospital. You're going to see it on homelessness prevention. You're going to see it on housing for folks with HIV and AIDS. You're going to see it on a lot of fronts. I keep putting this plan forward because this is the best way to get it done. It's my job to represent the people of this city and to make clear to Albany what we need. And if you say, well, some people in Albany don't agree with that, I think if you said, well, mayors historically would just give in whenever people in Albany didn't agree with something, we wouldn't have gotten very far. So it's my job to stand up for the people of this city. I am open to any pathway forward, but it has to involve reliable funding for 5 years. It has to involve sufficient funding. It has to allow us to do what we are called for, you know, for the last year, and that people ratified in so many ways, including in the election last year. And here's the thing. To this day, I haven't heard any alternative that meets those criteria.
There's a positive note for school bus drivers. Last year, they went on strike after Mayor Bloomberg's maneuver to take away their EPPs, their employer protection provisions. The new mayor has a different approach in mind.
If, as a result of the election, the previous administration had suspended its efforts and given us a chance to reset the situation according to the values that I put forward and that were ratified by the people, that didn't happen, as you know. And in fact, there was a rush by the previous administration, a rush to the exit in which they took further actions related to the school bus drivers. But I believe, I've always believed in the EPPs, and we have to make that something we act on in the coming weeks.
The mayor says, unfortunately, they haven't been able to get to that yet, but they intend to. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.